swerve on these niggas. They ain't nothing like it.
Let's let it play, baby.
Grinding, shining, you sidelining, hating on the whip that I'm in. Hating on that chick, cause she climbing and whining on my pole for that dope, my diamonds. Blind them, shooters put them where they can't find them. Must I remind them? I'm as real as it gets in the field with a Morgan that we shield. Throw shots like rocks to your grill. Philistine giants get shot with the guillotine. ROI, the realest team, and I am. For those who wanna know, Lakayim. Yeah, I get that dough, don't try him. That's your mission, Beretta spitting. Leave your bones missing like buried treasure hidden. So listen to the words I say, cause this type of shit happens every day. But I ain't concerned with bragging, I let my aura talk. Living my life based on what the Torah taught. Just drove off the lot with that new Porsche I bought. Came a long way from shorts, now I'm taking off.
How we grind?
Like waiting in the kitchen, couple minutes, breeze pass. Is it hard? Does it glisten? Can I bag it with an addict? An addict with syringes. I get money, boy, I'm adamant. You iffy, already know. Now be battered with the quick beat. Side flows, hot zone, I bring the spice beat. Then cop on, get on, this ain't right, yeah. Approach the game, hold it, ain't get a sight, B. Playing A and B with me, so I sight see. Ain't nothing like that flow we about to bring, boy. Ain't nothing like the destination aim for. They calling me the younger gun. My name's Tang, boy.
How we grind, ain't nothing like it. Like it. How we shine, ain't nothing like it. Like it. Drop jewels, ain't nothing like it.
Ain't nothing like a jewel when you stunt. Shout out to the hustlers that get it a month. Shout out to the killers with the hammer by their waist. Screaming for the DA if their lawyer beat the case. Ain't nothing like trial when they're facing 15. Nothing like dirty money when you turn the clean. Nothing like a nine with the infrared beam. Nothing like pushing weight just to get cream. Nothing like a real nigga who you know is loyal. Cause the worst come to worst, they like water when they boil you. Ain't nothing like a coupe when they ride. Ain't nothing like a bed when she come to slide. Ain't nothing like a millie who you know to keep a roller. Shout out to my rolling loud, blowing killer. Something like a boss, think I'm Ricky Rose. And break it down, get their memo. Could you tell them what I'm saying, what I'm saying?
How we grind, ain't nothing like it. Like it. How we shine, ain't nothing like it. Like it. Drop jewels, ain't nothing like it. Ain't nothing like it.
Swerving in my X5, yeah, ain't nothing like it. Sour in my Dutch, nothing like it. We the shit, you ain't gotta like it. Oh yeah.
Hip-Hop Stock Exchange Radio, get your mind right, get your money right. To God, Ben, Frank, and I, we do every Wednesday. Tonight's special guest, we got Westside Major calling in from Cali Swag. Oh, man, we got a caller calling in right now. Caller, talk to me. Poppin'.
What it do, man? It's chillin', man. Tune in the show early this time, man. On point. How you
early,
doing?
Early, man. What up, Casey? What's popping, man?
Word. You know, same old, same old. Trying to get the, you know what I mean? Trying to chase that dollar. Trying to get that money. You know what I mean? Legal drug money. Legal money without drugs is what I'm trying to say.
Man, however you can get it, man. I ain't going to tell nobody.
Who's the guest tonight?
Oh, man, we got Westside Major calling in from the West Coast in a minute, you know.
Nice,
definitely
nice,
gonna
nice.
Talk about a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes in the game on the West Coast. Good luck. You know we're gonna have a good show, Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. God Ben Frank, Casey rocking with us. Lola probably calling a little later. You know how we do. You know how we do. Matter of fact, let's get straight to that heat. Let's do this, Casey. Let's do it. Do
let's
it.
Do this.
Get him.
These niggas know. Armed and dangerous, caught a law. Stick to the script, no Audubon. Country ass nigga with an Audemars. Can't spell the shit, but I Audemars. French hoes treat me like Charles de Gaulle. Get good head on the Audubon. Hit hood hoes out in Baltimore. Pedestals like wall to wall. My God, five steps like Drew Hill. Came home from the verse off with bad credit in the school bill. Middle finger to the verse off. Finally famous, but ain't too much really changed with us. Straight up, we no angel dust. Label us, notorious. That was 9-7. Saw my old teacher and she had time living. You ain't know my shit, drop bitch, 9-11. Getting more hoes than that nigga John Legend. Getting more hoes than that nigga John Legend. Nigga, you should do if you knew what this game would do to you. Look at all the bullshit I've been through. Better me than you, I must confess. I cop the chains, I hit the club, I made it rain. I hit the road, I made a name. I came home, I ain't the same, I ain't the same. Same. Made a meal off the flow, make sure these niggas know. Made a meal off the flow, make sure these niggas know. Yeah. These niggas know who y'all niggas. Came to the dough like who y'all niggas. Stole a nigga flow, I can sue y'all niggas. Better yet, put a hot one through y'all niggas. Nah, let me stop frontin' for y'all niggas. But don't let the college shit fool y'all niggas. Ain't the hardest nigga in the land, but a grown ass man. And I will step to y'all niggas like, what's the problem? Ain't getting paper, nigga, here's the loan. My shit long, need a hair salon. Get a cut, shut the fuck up and wipe your face with my money till your tears is gone. No crying ass, lying ass. Can't afford a whip, but you buying ass. This Fresh Prince, nigga, I ain't jazz. Fuck your bitch, nigga, I ain't ass. She pissed it to me like Sosa. Oh God, what the fuck was I supposed to? Deny that, rather try that, but I never fly that. Keep hoes by coastal, and they buy posters. Ain't shit for free, dick the only thing that they get from me. Sit VIP, get a sip for free. Later on, she be sipping me, literally. Picture me at the tip top with your bitch lip locked on my dick with my shit trap. This big nigga, this pop, minus 6 shots for the steel this top. 30 grand and that's just for the wristwatch. Hate to brag, but backpacking ass hip hop. Write my life and make sure that the script hot and pray the kids watch. If not, these niggas know. Yeah. If not, these niggas know. I must confess, I cop the chains, I hit the club, I made it rain, I hit the road, I made a name, I came home, I ain't the same, I ain't the same. Nah, I ain't the same. I must confess, I cop the chains, I hit the club, I made it rain, I hit the road, I made a name, I came home, I ain't the same, I ain't the same. I ain't the same. Made a meal off the flow, make sure these niggas know. Made a meal off the flow, make sure these niggas know. Yeah.
Tell her V, my chocolate mommy said she love me cause I let her breathe. Inhale, exhale. Used to have the next cell, chirping with the next cell. Now I spit the punchline, that'll leave your head swell. On front line, no more playing, set the rep. So on your mark and set go. Ain't nothing petty over here, we stack a lot of jet dope. Just started the escrow, and I'm seeing return of investment. Popping bottles with a chick and a best friend. They steady whining, I'm steady shining. Heavy grinding, dancing like their pants already climbed it. I'm God's son, lady with a God flow. Life's good now, that's why I'm stunting them hard, yo.
Life be chillin', Frank be chillin'. You see the guards in the building. Life be chillin', Frank be chillin'. You see the guards in the building. With estate money added up. Weight money, bag it up. Watch mommy with the fatty, back it up. King sh. Add it up. Money on the table, the guard never pass it up. Quarter pounder, that's out with your baby mom. Bag it up. Good with the Franklin. Cut the Frank, back him up. Good with the Franklin. Real estate, add it up. Frank be chillin', Frank be chillin'. What more can I say? The guard building, look coast to coast. They drug dealing, USA try to slick. Guard children, pull a horse, match the horses in my beamer. Bet against man, you could give me up. Checkmate, we up. 10 shots, 3 cups. Leave around 10 seconds. Dang with the D-cup. See us winning. New York City, mine, no ceilings. I talk grind with the dealers. You wanna play cards with the dealers. You wanna swim with the sharks. I can make you feel it. Life be chillin', Frank be chillin'. You see the guards in the building. Life be chillin', Frank be chillin'. You see the guards in the building. Real estate money added up. Weight money, bag it up. Watch mommy with the fatty, back it up. Kick sh, add it up.
All my money, let's get it back.
Frederico, you don't know who I am, but you're feeling it.
Feeling
God,
it.
Son, you'll see the gun, I'm concealing it.
Yeah.
You heard of Summer, the one on them beats, I'm killing it.
Freestyle, they pay to hear me, eight, but I'm feeling it.
Carry the one, you owe me like a rack five. Listening to Michigan, new niggas, fat five. Arsonist, jelly rose, me, I'm all Chris Webber. Still on the street, summertime is even spring weather.
Right.
I'm about to buy a fur. Manu Ginobili, Duncan from the dotted. I'm hopping out that flying spur. Spur, Ginobili. Notice I said Duncan. I listen to him rap. I notice they say nothing. I'm from a different breed. Your flow too regular. I'm 500 or oh. Oh, this is different weed. A cancer patient last days. I'm too sick to see. Nigga, get with me. Building with OGs. Grandson been waiting on his appeal since 03. OT, you know me. My stamp look the same way. Push X and O's like PlayStation gameplay. The range gray. The Bentley black. You can see right through it. We might just hit the back. Trap house in Maine, man. I just rent the back. My sister need me Western Union, so I sent the stack. That life, I'm about it. I'm here getting right. You just write about it. Niggas never been shit.
Nah.
This TBM shit.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
fire right there. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Get your mind right, get your money right. Casey, what up, man?
Chillin', chillin', man.
That's what's up, man. So what's new, man? Let everybody know what's new. What's on your mind, bro?
just chillin', man. That's about it, dog, how I do, you know what I'm saying? Just chillin'. Just laid back, here for the ride, bro. Here for the ride.
I know, that's right. You must have smoked some good shit earlier, because you relaxed them up.
Yes, still smoking the left-handed thing right now as we speak, so.
All right.
You know what I mean?
I hear that.
Don't hate. Nah, it's all good, dog. How you been, man?
Chilling, man.
Good.
We just had a show last night out in Brooklyn. You know,
oh, yeah?
That thing, man. Yeah.
That's what's up, man.
Performing that Valley of the Kings, me and my boy Pooks to life. Nah,
man.
So, yeah, man, you know, we doing our thing. We out here, man.
Mm-hmm. I'm just a little new into the city, though. I ain't had a chance to make it down since I come home. I've been up here now a year and 2 months too long, man. It's only about 400 miles back home. I'm thinking about it, son. I'm thinking about it.
Moving back to the city?
Yeah. You see how happy I sounded there?
Yeah, you sure
man,
about that?
I was just in Florida for a little too long, you know. I need to see the mountains, but I need to get out now, man. Everybody's like knows everybody and is related to everybody, and I mean, cops are more crooked up here in small town middle. I call it middle America because doesn't nobody live here. The whole prison system in New Hampshire is the size of the county jail I got locked up in Florida.
Damn.
So, yeah, that's the hope for the whole state. The whole state got one area code. There you go. Hello.
Damn,
there's
that's
like one, there's only like 1.3 mil here.
That's
in
it?
The whole state. That's it, bro. That's it.
There's more people in the Bronx than there is in New Hampshire.
God damn. There's more people in Jefferson City, Missouri, which is actually the capital of Missouri. Look at me dropping knowledge. Still got that 4.0 GPA. Yes, sir. Thank
right.
you. We need like a morning show. We need to have applause in the background.
Right. Yeah, right.
Well, that's what's up, man. That's what's up.
Definitely.
That's what's up. You know, beside that, you know, just life struggles, maintaining, you know what I mean? That's it, bro. Just plotting and planning to stay one step ahead of the next man, you know, to gain that advantage in every aspect of life, every aspect.
Right. That's what everybody going through, you know what I mean?
Word.
For real. That's what's up, man. We're going to play some more heat. Westside Major should be calling in a little while. We're going to play some more heat till then. Do what we do. You know how we do, man. If I start to change video, let's get it.
Gotta crank up a little bit. Shane, gang the prayers, nigga. Got my Ray-Bans on. You already know how it is. Fuck you mean this ain't no hit? Fuck the chub, nigga, burn. Let's go.
Fuck you mean? My team don't drop. Bring it to your door. Fuck you mean? These beats ain't tough. Fresh go beast mode. Fuck you mean? We ain't them niggas.
We out here.
Who fucking with us? Fuck you mean? Fuck you mean? Fuck you mean? Fuck you mean? My team don't drop. Bring it to your door. Fuck you mean? These beats ain't cold. Fresh go beast mode. Fuck you mean? We ain't them niggas.
We out here.
Who fucking with us? Fuck you mean? Fuck you mean? Fuck you mean? Fuck you mean?
We ain't worth it. I bust the clock by any means. This shit ain't working. I'm to the block.
Let's
fuck
get
you mean? This shit ain't fire. Use a lie on my word. I'm helicopter. Can't get no higher. Fuck you mean we ain't got it? All I know is go get it.
Yeah.
You could be broke if you want, but that shit there I ain't with it.
Nah.
I stay on my pivot. Posted up in the paint. Fuck you mean I ain't shoot. Pop him at point blank range.
Fuck you mean? My team don't drop. Bring it to your door. Fuck you mean? These beats ain't cold. Fresh go beast mode. Fuck you mean? We ain't them niggas.
We out here.
Who fucking with us? Fuck you mean? Fuck you mean? Fuck you mean? Fuck you mean? My team don't drop. Bring it to your door. Fuck you mean? These beats ain't cold. Fresh go beast mode. Fuck you mean? We ain't them niggas.
We out here.
Who fucking with us? Fuck you mean?
Shane Gang.
Fuck you mean? Fuck you mean? Fuck you mean?
I'll give you 1,000 steady piling. Me and my young niggas, we straight beef wildin'.
Wow.
Do you see me smiling, styling? All
Let's
of my hands are all black like
Let's
the race,
go.
But I stay in blue and gold like a motherfucker face. A nigga look so rigid, bitch wanna face him with a face. I'm a 100 and I swear I chase him. her up, knock her down. Round face with a dick, made her tap out. 100 pounds of that shit, what you got now? Still got a couple bricks in me in town. I said, beat her up, knock her down. Round face with a dick, made her tap out. 100 pounds of that shit, what you got now? Still got a couple bricks in me in town.
Nigga, fuck you, man. My team don't go. Bring it to your dope. Fuck you, man. These beats ain't cold. Fresh go beast mode. Fuck you, man. We ain't them niggas. We fucking with us. Fuck you, man. Fuck you, man. Fuck you, man. Fuck you, man. My team don't go. Bring it to your dope. Fuck you, man. These beats ain't cold. Fresh go beast mode. Fuck you, man. We ain't them niggas. We fucking with us. Fuck you, man. Fuck you, man. Fuck you, man. Fuck you, man. I'm still on my grind. Still chasing my dream, what the fuck you mean? Still packing that iron with a whole 16 and the whip so clean. Does your bitch say iron? Trying to get on my team, have to tell a bitch, hold up. Wait, wait, let the dough up. Bitch bounce like spring. I'm a P.I. and she knows that. Real talk, I showed that. Teamed up with my old cat so we can rap and bring the whole mo back. FYI, we them guys, that's no lie, so respect my team. Young Birdie don't kill shit, you a damn lie, what the fuck you mean?
Fuck you mean? My team don't go. Bring it to your dope. Fuck you, man. These beats ain't cold. Fresh go beast mode. Fuck you, man. We ain't them niggas. We fucking with us. Fuck you, man. Fuck you, man. Fuck you, man. Fuck you, man. My team don't go. Bring it to your dope. Fuck you, man. These beats ain't cold. Fresh go beast mode. Fuck you, man. We ain't them niggas. We fucking with us. Fuck you, man. Fuck you, man. Fuck you, man. Fuck you, man.
My grind like 24 hours, 365 swaggers on power. I get it in, yeah, yeah, I get it in. I get it in, yeah, yeah, I get it in. I'm on my grind like 24 hours, 365 swaggers on power. I get it in, yeah, yeah, I get it in. I get it in, yeah, yeah, I get it in.
I'm a swag city hustler, my swag is on power. I'm in the streets like 24 hours, I'ma sell my soul. Just for my team, I mean what I say what I mean. I'm trying to make a change, but some things never change, cause it's too hard to make a change. I'm keep pushing, pushing to the top. I'm dreaming for a better life, that's why I'm speeding up. I gotta get it all, cause I'm keeping going straight ahead. I'm still crying while you sleeping in the bed. I get it in, cause I'm always on my grind, all about the Benjamins, and I'm wasting no time. Haters, you can't tell me nothing. I give you my word and I'm doing nothing to something. Streets keep calling my name, we'll recognize real name, cause I'm too long in this game.
I'm on my grind like 24 hours, 365 swaggers on power. I get it in, yeah, yeah, I get it in. I get it in, yeah, yeah, I get it in. I'm on my grind like 24 hours, 365 swaggers on power. I get it in, yeah, yeah, I get it in. I get it in, yeah, yeah, I get it in.
I'm on my hustle, never stop until I'm in the box. Money, money, motherfucker, I get a lot. I'm always on my grind, nigga, don't you get it? I was taught to hustle hard, yeah, go and get it. I'm not the type of poor pussy to chase after women, but rather spoil myself with expenses. Real shit, 24-7, 365, BCA, stay on they grind forever. Name a crew, you does it better. No one can stand on that level. My niggas grind hard daily, so fuck you, pay me. Talking money to you ain't saying nothing. Tony, Tony, name block, always hustling. PCA to the death for me. I'ma grind till I D.I.E. Yeah.
I'm on my grind like 24 hours. 365 swaggers on power. I get it in, yeah, yeah, I get it in. I get it in, yeah, yeah, I get it in. I'm on my grind like 24 hours. 365 swaggers on power. I get it in.
With street money, every street nigga move block with street money.
I just bought a new chain with street money. I just bought a new range with street money. I just bought a new plane with street money. Every street nigga move pain with street money. If you ain't winning, nigga, change your team. Shit, I'm really living, it ain't a dream. The chain of gleam, since the beginning, I reign supreme. The range of beam, or the drop the race. Cops to chase, got some shooters that'll pop your face. See your body in a rotten place. See that Bugatti, now I got the taste. Pockets lace, think they run Harlem, but that's not the case. Dedicated to every honey and every girl we date. Getting money is my worldly face. To the pearly gate, Scrooge McDuck. I ain't trying to lose a buck. Big diamond jewels this truck. Get out of line and you get stuck. A mafia run the city. Watches 150. These niggas cannot do nothing with me. I just bought a new watch with street money. I just bought a new drop with street money. I just bought a new Glock with street money. Every street nigga move block with street money. I just bought a new chain with street money. I just bought a new range with street money. I just bought a new plane with street money. Every street nigga move pain with street money. Why these haters hate? I'm trying to get my paper straight. I love my niggas so much. If he get bust, I'ma take the weight. Jumping out the truck with the paper plates. What up, ma? You wanna fuck? Just make the date. Call me when you ready, boo. I got some homies and they heavy too. I wanna do everything you gon' let me do. I'm sure you already knew. What? Time I click it down. Flipping bricks and pounds. When you broke, only real bitches stick around. You the type to get released from jail. Fleeing bail on the same chick that sent you everything to eat and mail. Baby, he a frail. This for niggas with keys to sell. Who be eating well? I just bought a new watch with street money. I just bought a new drop with street money. I just bought a new Glock with street money. Every street nigga move block with street money. I just bought a new chain with street money. I just bought a new range with street money. I just bought a new plane with street money. Every street nigga move pain with street money. Where I'm from, you better bring steel, cause they let them things fail. Got some wild niggas on my team out in Springfield. Wanna sign me? I need a king deal. Ring chill. Being broke is like how a bird with no wings still. Can't fly. Y'all niggas get no respect. Nope. My niggas holding checks. Leave bitches soaking wet. Chickens from my co-connect. Copping raw. Pop your four. At your top and jaw. Fuck with God in here with your body. We gon' mop the floor to gat shoot. Stack loot. Nike track suit. Track. When I was broke, these bitches used to act cute. Now they wanna top me in bone. Versace cologne. Rocking these stones. Copping these homes. I just bought a new watch with street money. I just bought a new drop with street money. I just bought a new Glock with street money. Every street nigga move block with street money. I just bought a new chain with street money. I just bought a new range with street money. I just bought a new plane with street money. Every street nigga move pain with street money. Street money.
I'm from the place where these niggas bust slugs whilst giving grace, using drapes and petroleum, avoid catching the case. Lots of papers, money over bitches, considered a waste. In your face where they let the guns blow without a trace. We profess, we appreciate space with lots of grace. Sipping beverages with 20,000 chilling in the cave. Hard cold cash, hit you in the face like pounds of mace. Can't believe your very eyes and you hate the bitter taste of defeat. Better retreat, my niggas from the streets hold the heat. Gordon Ramsay niggas always cook the beef. Shit is deep, better duck, dip, dive before you sleep. Come up creep, leave you in a scrap heap. I'm in the jeep, hear the screech, never saved by the bell. You heard the bang, my gorilla niggas up in the place, we going ham. So realize these real guys always enterprise. Internationally known, we never sever any ties, nigga.
We talking wild fatter, higher level. Roll with me, smoke with me. Hey, count pounds at a higher level. Roll with me, smoke with me. with me. Hey, New York, get a mind at a higher level. Roll with me, smoke with me. Hey, London, put it down at a higher level. Roll with me, smoke with me. Hey, we bigger bezels, you could weigh it up. Getting pounds in London, you can't weigh it up. Beef, I fillet it up, the goons AK it up. I'm living it, way in the sea, I'm sipping it. Like the bitch to God, been pimping it. Mazel tov, to never falling off a mill. Heating up, musical Molotov, rap solar cars, Ben Frank, yes, truly yours. The influence, money talk, I've been fluent. Recessions, I eat through it. Roll with me, smoke with me, hey. For dishonor all day. Passports got the stamps on it. Sour D's in my Dutch smell good, don't it? American kings never folding. All money legal, bitching me rolling. Rolling, talking well fatter. Higher level, roll with me, smoke with me. Hey, count them down there. Higher level, roll with me, smoke with me. Hey, New York state of mind at a higher level. Roll with me, smoke with me.
System, chunks of your life taken.
Yes, well,
but the mind steady pacing.
Yes, cold world.
Niggas turn cynical. One fuck up, and now you labeled as a criminal. Locked up in the system, chunks of your life taken.
Yes, well,
but the mind steady pacing. We let them birds go, and I ain't talking about Twitter. Had real OG niggas bringing it from upriver. Or the print connect. Can't see my vision and where's your specs. I'm bleeding down to the neck. In retrospect, it's all about the money, power, respect. Private jets or the bucks, but cut me a check. Gangster and a gentleman, suit double breast. Listerine strip for the breath. I see the youngins on the bench. I tell them turn their money clean before the D's be at steps. The niggas never let the projects mind boxed in. Drama life spinning like a whirlwind. Baby, you need formula. You steady beefing with your girlfriend. Worms turn physical. You see daddy do it. So there goes the principles. Principles out.
Yes, cold world.
Niggas turn cynical. You wanna fuck up, but now you labeled as a criminal. Locked up in the system. Chunks of your life taken.
Yes, well,
but the mind steady pacing.
Yes, cold world.
Niggas turn cynical. One fuck up, and now you labeled as a criminal. Locked up in the system. Chunks of your life taken.
Yes, well,
but the mind steady pacing. I try to reach my past, but I'm riding dirty with my foot up on the gas. My nigga breaking hash, got the ratchet in the stash. I'm dripping up meadows, blue skies, no echoes of gunshots. Ziploc O's, don't gotta work the stove to provide school clothes. Getting approved for this business loan. I'm a grown up now, so I'm trying to milk this whole damn cow. Making commitments and wedding vows. I vaguely remember being cold, no coat for the winter. Mommy was a rider, stepdad a provider. Got the spirit of a winner, a pothead and a drinker. A sinner with the biggest heart, stepping his toes and be ripped apart. Spitting arrows and poisonous thoughts, 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 thoughts,
That's a cold world.
Niggas turn cynical. You wanna fuck up, but now you labeled as a criminal. Locked up in the system. Chunks of your life taken.
Yes, well.
But the mind steady pacing.
Yes, cold world.
Niggas turn cynical. You wanna fuck up, but now you labeled as a criminal. Locked up in the system. Chunks of your life taken.
Yes, well.
But the mind steady pacing.
I'm a coke gang. M.A. Chain glisten, pain dripping, but you ain't good.
Good.
Nuts busting out your socks, but you ain't good.
Good.
Ballin' like a motherfucker, but you ain't good.
Nah.
Cause them niggas want their money back, gon' get it.
You getting money, shit funny, cause that ain't true. On the block like you hungry, but that ain't true. Keep the clock by the tummy, but that ain't true. You need to stop, you start running when we came through.
Ride dipping, pain dripping, niggas switching lanes. Whole lot of bank on them. Talking all that jazz, send them youngins at your ass. Shells for the chopper with your name on it. Put your money on the board, bet your last brick. Hot like when you got burnt by your last bitch.
That's right.
James Bond beamers cruising through the city slums. Get your money, youngin' nigga, that's the rule of thumb. Coke boy, street certified.
Yeah.
I'm the driver at the wheel, I control the ride.
Right.
Put the work on the strip, I control the high. Rolling with a dirty strap in a stolen ride.
Whoa.
This that gon' catch a lick and break your niggas off. This that pull up on the strip and break them niggas
break
off. Chains drugs. Fuck with me now.
Nah.
I think it's time I hollered at them niggas really left.
That's right.
Chain glisten, pain dripping, but you ain't good.
Good.
Nuts busting out your socks, but you ain't good.
Good.
Ballin' like a motherfucker, but you ain't good.
Nah.
Cause them niggas want their money back, gon' get it.
You getting money, shit, run slackin'. Rather go hard than home, he done nappin'. Pull up with your broad and pose like what's happening.
Yeah.
We could get it in boatloads, my son captain. Caught a gang up, my gang up. Few blows on every wrist, we big banged up.
Yeah.
Polo edition, the signatures in the face, but straight cuts right in the bezel, so get your hate up.
Chain glisten, pain dripping, but you ain't good.
Good.
Nuts busting out your socks, but you ain't good.
Good.
Ballin' like a motherfucker, but you ain't good.
Nah.
Cause them niggas want their money back, gon' get it.
You getting money, shit funny, cause that ain't true. On the block like you hungry, but that ain't true. Keep the clock by the tummy, but that ain't true.
Yeah.
You need to stop, you start running when we came through.
Off top, nigga, that be down bottom.
Bottom.
Never did none of nobody but them boys shot him.
Damn.
Swerve uptown, go and check my nigga vibe.
That's right.
With your main bitch with me sipping out the bottle.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Two bad models walking avocados. Fatigue pants rock.
Yeah.
Army stand stop.
Yeah.
Learned a lot from old heads like my man Pop. Then played the field with big dogs. Stand locked.
Uh-huh. Chain glisten, pain dripping, but you ain't good.
Good.
Nuts busting out your socks, but you ain't good.
Good.
Ballin' like a motherfucker, but you ain't good.
Nah.
Cause them niggas want their money back, gon' get it.
You getting money, shit funny, cause that ain't true. On the block like you hungry, but that ain't true. Keep the clock by the tummy, but that ain't true. You need to stop, you start running when we came through.
We still waiting for Westside Major to call in, from Cali to call in. We're going to chop it up. But if you don't call in, you know we're going to go to that rundown. You know we're going to go to your favorite part of the show. You know, the news segment. Got the hip-hop news, global politics, everything that's going on in the world. You know how we do,
what's
Casey.
Up?
You know how we do.
You know, I don't like that because, you know, I like to talk so much. That gives me my opportunity.
I know, man. That's right, man. Speak your mind. You know how we do up here.
For real, for real.
That's right. You know you're the co-anchor man of the show. Stop playing.
So why don't you holler out that phone number one more time, man. Some callers out here. Call.
Hell yeah. Oh, everybody that want to call in, number is 347-826-9525. Holler at us. 347-826-9525. Call
in. I've lived in the 347. I've lived in the 826. I think that's interesting. Very, very easy to remember for you.
New Hampshire, too. Don't forget. Shout out
New
Hampshire.
Oh, yeah. New Hampshire. No Hampshire. No Hampshire.
Whatever you want to call it, I don't know.
Coming
I know Cole up that motherfucker. I hear that. I don't blame you, shit.
It's the winter lasts like 6 months up here. Like, it was 40 degrees the other night. I'm like, really? I got to get up, put my heat on?
It's August.
You feel me?
Yeah, August. Yeah, damn. You might as well go to Toronto for that shit.
That's crazy, though, man.
That's crazy, man. It's all good, though. Come
came up with a group called Arcane, and they came from the most country area of New Jersey that there is. And they had severe success, I think 3 or 4 tours on the Vans Warped Tour. They did incredibly well, profitable, held their own, you know. They're still doing it, you know. They're split up as a group now, but as individuals. Some are continuing with other, you know, aspirations. But, you know, my man Timmy Grins is still doing his thing. You find him out in Coney Island selling the Italian ices out there.
Callers calling in, Casey. They see
there
we have on the phone lines, man. Yeah, they it's heating up. Yo, caller, talk to me. You?
Yo, what's up?
Aye, who we got on the line?
You hear me? Yeah, this is Major.
Aye, West Sky, what up, man? West Coast Cali, what's popping?
Well, I'm chilling, man, on the west side. Chilling, man.
Tell
you Wednesday.
No doubt. I'm definitely going to tell a lot of friends, man. I'm going to blow this up on Twitter and Facebook, man.
That's what's up,
good
man.
Connect
one love,
right there.
Man.
Good connect.
Aye,
no doubt. What you guys playing tonight?
Oh, man, we building with my man Westside Major, man. What's going on in Cali, bro? Oh,
man, I'm chilling. It's women, it's weather. You know, it's the best weed, so it's chilling.
Don't tease us with that. Don't tease us with that. We on the East Coast, man.
I got to come out to Cali sooner than later, man. I'm actually
going
to be in Atlanta, too, so I'm trying to enjoy my stay, what I like to call motivational music for my peers, you know, the young teens, the young adults, young 20s, and I'm just basically trying to get people back motivated. I remember back in like the early 90s, late 80s, the youngsters used to just be motivated. They just wanted to go out and do shit, you know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to bring that back through music and whatnot. And I got my team, the Cali Flight Club, you know, basically doing the same thing. We just all trying to put on, you know, and be just some role models for our, you know, for our peers, put that out there, you know?
That's what's up,
man.
What's the name of the clothing line, man? I work in the fashion industry right in New York City, man. We're always looking for good stuff, especially urban wear.
We definitely are going to have to exchange contacts, man. I'm always down, you know, to work with somebody who's talented or who's, you know, whatever field is in. If you're going in beast mode in your field, it don't matter what it is. You can be a golfer. You can be a dentist. If I can help in any way or we can collab in any way, I'm down. You know, I'm always down to good talent.
Habit is the right connection.
Talent.
That is the beast. That is the
no doubt, man.
The
always
beast.
Grinding. Always grinding. Learn from Timmy Grins. Timmy Grins of Arcane. Learn from him right off the bat, man. He's good peoples.
Oh, for sure, man. They call me Major from the west side. I'm just a west side representative. That's all I am. I'm trying to get, you know, connect with every major across the world. That's my goal,
nice.
Man.
What kind of clothes you guys do?
Basically just urban wear, so hoodies, T-shirts. We do hats. We have the little gel bracelets and whatnot, and right now we're working on, like, Letterman jackets, and, you know, we're just trying to take it to the next level.
I'm going to tell you, I've been meetings all week. Go with belts. Girls are looking for belts. Any kind of stylish belts, any kind of material, they'll have to stylize that shit with all different types of stuff.
Yeah. I mean, now that you said that, you probably the most you probably know the most, so that's probably something I'll look into. You know, I'm always into looking into something new, trying to. Wow, you know, any idea you throw at me, if I can make it happen, I'm going to make it happen.
No doubt. You have to give your information to SOS and let me know. He'll shoot it off to me. I'll shoot you an email. I mean, like I said, I work right in the city. So our company, I work for Idea Factory. We do mostly girls' wear, but we're definitely trying to hit up the urban market because we've been in meetings with Amazon.com, JCPenney's, Mandy's, Miramax, all different kinds of, all the way up to Alaska this week. And all they're saying is they need that urban wear. So. I could definitely pass the information along.
Okay, perfect. Sounds like a plan to me.
Yeah, you got to thank Casey. He's the one who told me to call up. So thank you, Casey.
Yeah, no problem, Casey. I know
man,
I'm over my SOS, homeboy.
That's love right there. You feel me? It's always good to make a connect. I'm all the way in Cali. You all the way out in the city.
We're right in Chino. We got a place right in Chino.
No, you know, I do need a 10% finder's fee. You guys can split
that. Yeah, that is crazy.
So good.
Big fan.
Yeah,
that
close. Once I touch that million, I got you.
Definitely. I just got off work. I got to go clean up. I'm going to head down to the beach. Yo, give your information.
People playing with it, right? Just like I was saying, you know, back in the day, people used to be motivated. I was born in 93, but I look up to the old people because they used to just go out and do it, the OGs, and they, you know, they didn't let nobody hold them down. They had dreams. They was making it happen. You feel me? My generation, I just feel like they playing around. We got all these resources. They didn't have computers back then. They didn't have all these cell phones. They didn't have, you know, so many kids going to the same schools and all this stuff. Man, they ain't had none of that. And look how they was doing it big. And I feel like my generation just playing with it. So round one basically is I just remixed a lot of hottest songs. And this is like I'm getting in the ring. I'm trying to go against the top artists that I feel like, you know, they could be doing better, or just I feel like I could kill them in the game. And I'm just like, you know, I'm going to throw a haymaker. And I just want to see how they you know. I just want to get in the ring and let them know I'm coming in throwing straight haymakers. I'm feeling like Floyd, Mike. I'm feeling like Ali. You know what I'm saying? It's just going down, and that's how I want, you know what I'm saying? I want to approach the game right now. Like, I want to let them know this is how I feel about hip-hop. This is what I'm going to do to bring hip-hop back to where it was. You know what I'm saying?
That's real, man. That's real, man. I see you all about that motivation, man. If you had to get some advice to up-and-coming young MCs, what would you tell them?
Right now, I would tell you, man, get in peace mode. It's a lot of people half-assing and playing around. Go in beast mode, man. That's what my major movement is all about. That's what Westside Major represents. Get in beast mode. Go out and just be hungry. Be kill the competition by being hungry, you know? That's not saying do no diss records. That's not saying do nothing negative. I'm saying killing the competition by being hungry. When they out partying and celebrating, being broke and want to be fake rappers, you go out there, you get in that studio, you go get in that booth, you kill them with them words, the verbs, and man, just go kill them. You know what I'm saying? Why they want to be playing on the internet and Facebooking and tweeting and Instagramming pics of them with their flashy stuff? Go get in the dictionary. Come back with some stuff they ain't never thought you'd ever do, and learn about the game. I want to say, as an artist, me doing this independent and being able to get as big as I am, a lot of people don't know. I had to learn the business, and that's what you got to do. Just be hungry for that knowledge. Be hungry to get better. Be hungry to just kill a competition.
Word.
Those three things right there will set you apart from any of these lame-ass rappers, wannabes, singers, whatever. That'll set you apart from the whole game. That's going to put you on top. And I promise, if it don't, come to my camp, and I got you, because that's what I need on my team. I want winners. That's a winner mentality. I heard Jay-Z said, I don't get how broke people can look up to rich people but still get advice from a broke person. I'm not listening to nobody. I don't want to talk to nobody that's losing in life. I'm looking at the winners. I'm taking pieces and bits of their strategy, and I'm building a masterpiece strategy so I can get on top, so I can be hanging with them one day. I seen Jay-Z dropped his project. I was like, next year, I'm trying to be hanging with Jay-Z when he drop another project. I don't want to be buying this shit off iTunes. I want to be at the listening party, you know?
That's
I was told once a long time ago by a wise man. He said that he noticed that a lot of hip-hop artists, especially in the underground, all in the underground, either have a lot of talent and absolutely zero drive, or they have no talent and all the drive in the world. And they seem to be signing the ones who have the drive because they'll know they'll go out and self-promote, guerrilla market, you know, opposed to a talented person with a rough personality that's harder to record labels to deal with. So I feel you on that aspect, you know what I'm saying? To say, you know, whatever it takes, you know, we had a song, you know, Get Yourself Together back in the day, GYST, you know, Get Yourself Together, you know, along the collaboration, or, you know, whatever it takes. So I can relate to what you said there.
Yeah, I mean, I just feel like there's a lot of youngsters out here. This is my thing. It's all, you got to dream it, believe it, achieve it. You can't sit down, sit on your ass. If you got talent, I've been telling people this every time I meet a kid or somebody tweets me and say, I want to do this with my life. I say, how bad do you want it? What are you willing to do with it? People say, oh, can I send you music? And would you listen? I listen to everybody's music that they send me. I'm a real dude. I'm listening to any music. Somebody might have talent I might never would have known if I didn't listen. But what are you willing to do to get to the top? This ain't no Illuminati shit. I'm not on no fake cellular soul shit. I'm saying, what are you willing to do? Are you willing to put in that work and sacrifice hanging and partying with the scrubs and the ratchets? Are you willing to get a job and put all your money into your music and your project and make sure it's quality and not quantity? Are you willing to do that? Are you willing to be, you know, they might say you don't hang out no more. You a square. You know what I'm saying? You ain't doing your thing because you focus on your dream. You know what I'm saying? Are you willing to take that risk and do that? If you are, then you're the person that's going to make it. You know what I'm saying?
Major, can I ask you a question? Would you focus your music more towards, or your artist music more towards digital downloads and digital media, or would you rather, if you had an allocation for money, would you rather either push them and persuade them in that aspect of getting the music out there digitally downloading, or would you rather take that money and utilize it more of a fashion to in your face, booking shows? Where do you think the profit margins would be greater? Do you feel that it would be out on the road doing shows, selling actual hard copies, which are almost outdated, or do you feel that digital download, which is digital distribution, which means a lot of upfront money, has totally changed the game? And in that aspect, if you do go to digital download way, how do you come up with the overhead, the capital to create that?
I feel like we were just talking about this, me and one of my peoples on my team. I feel like it's 65-35. So basically 65 digital, 35 you got a gorilla and get out there and do the shows. Why do I say that? Because, one, with the digital download, so much stuff is internet-based and technology and, you know, based nowadays. To get really in tune with fans nowadays, you have to be digital, you know?
Yes,
but at the same time, when you want to build that cult fan base and you want fans to feel like they're a part of you, like they can get next to you, like they can be part of your come up and your struggle and your story as an artist, that's how you make real fans. You have to let them see you. You have to let them, you sign a CD and let them see it in their face. You know what I'm saying? They want to see you perform and go hard on the mic in person. They want to feel like, man, I was so close to him. I can feel his breath. I can feel him. I can feel the energy and the emotion when he spit it. That's how you make those real fans, those fans that are, you know.
So is it fair to say that you would spend a $10,000 budget to get the music out there? You would spend $6,500 impressing hard units, or no, through digital media, and $3,500, which would probably get you close to about 5,000 hard units. So, yeah, you know what? I might have to concur with you. I think 65-35 is a pretty good answer nowadays because, like you said, to get exposure, you have to be in the face of the public. And, you know what? Good answer, and I think I agree with you. I thought I had it twisted for a second, but that was a very good answer. I might be off by a couple percentage points. I'd love to do a case study on that. Maybe I can do it for a college paper later on. I don't know.
We kind of played with the percentage a little bit. It might not be perfect, but I'm just saying that because I know nowadays you kind of got to be just a little bit more digital than actually kind of guerrilla, because now a lot of people nowadays, like when I was younger, I used to write songs for people. I used to be out with CDs with the people I wrote songs for and the songs I was on at the high schools and all. And that's how I got some of my buzz up as a young kid. Like when I was 11, 12, 13, 14, writing songs for singers and stuff like that, I would be passing these CDs out, selling them for $5, $10, and people would buy them back then. But times has changed. I'm 20 years old now. This wasn't too long ago, but it was some years ago. And it's
young, bro. 20 years old now, man. You still got the world ahead of you, son. You're doing well.
You talking like you 35 or something.
I am 35. I'll be 35 on Tuesday.
We know that, Casey.
You know, I done been where you at, and I was at the exact time when hard copies were starting to fall off and digital databases and digital downloads were the new technology, and no one really knew where music was, and it was at a pause phase, if you noticed, from like 1999 to like 2005, music was kind of confused, in my opinion. Hip hop was confused. I mean Nas even released a time frame called Hip Hop Is Dead with a Black Rose, and his album wasn't tight at all. His message was different, you know, but, you know, just go back to the you know, how it all correlates together, you know, it's just crazy, you know. 360 degrees of, you know, the differences of, you know, how times change, you know, through different generations and the struggles that they have to deal with as far as, you know, getting themselves out there is very complex. And I think that you have to be more diverse nowadays than you would have been, say, 20 years ago. Means that, you know, the first thing I think anyone needs on the team is someone who's good with IT, you know, technology. You need someone who can run you through the computer fast.
Yeah, we got
time
that.
Is money,
we
money
got
is time.
That. Callie,
you know what?
That,
that's
that.
It. Quote that. Stamp that. Postmark
it. Ain't that right, bro?
Man.
Put an address on it.
That,
that's
that,
rule
right?
Number one. Hook up an IT man. Beats are all
West
over the internet.
Westside Major got all that. He got all that. KC been had
blah,
that.
Blah. Got it, you got
that
it.
Right, bro.
Look, I'm just trying to kill a game, man. This is how I look at it, man. What Kobe say? He say he dribbled on the court, get ready to shoot, and everybody disappear. That's how I feel. I'm just trying to kill the game. I'm trying to. I was listening to a Mike Tyson speech, and he said it got to a point in the fight where he just was. He turned to the Terminator, and he just wanted to kill everything in sight. He almost
seen
hit the referee
that
a few times. You know, so that's
real,
how I
man.
Feel right now. I'm just trying to kill the game. I want to give people something to look forward to. I want people to get excited when I'm dropping stuff. I want them to be fans, real fans, like back in the day, go crazy when you step out the hotel lobby kind of fans. I want to give them something that dope. I want that Frank Lucas Blue Magic type dope I want to give to them. So they don't want to go to nobody else, this type of crack, this type of...
That's
you know
right,
saying,
fucking Nicky Barnes. You don't need Nicky Barnes. Fuck that. Blue Magic. That's what I'm talking about.
To do that, I know you gotta do some digital stuff. You gotta do some guerrilla stuff. But really, you just gotta get in tune with them fans. I see a lot of these corny ass motherfuckers. They can say whatever they want to say about my music, what kind of songs I did. I don't give a fuck. But I know the fans know me because I sit here, I'm a real nigga. I talk to a fan all day until they genuinely tell me, like, you know what I'm saying, I fuck with the music. This real shit right here. This something I can listen to all the time. This something that make me want to get up. I play this before my football game or my poop game or before I got to take this test or something. This shit motivate me.
You know what? You know, that's another part. I remember that growing up. You know, I grew up in the time of, you know, like Mobb Deep, The Lox, DMX, you know, before he started crying about his mother.
Yeah, that was the era, man. That was the era, man. But yo, man, we gonna play a little bit of heat, man.
Everything into entrepreneurship. Now, I listened to that, and they all came up. Like, Wu-Tang 36 Chambers is actually an underground album.
Man.
Was signed by whatever record label at the time. Now with their own.
Billionaire ain't going nowhere, man. We're gonna play a little heat, man. We're gonna play a little heat. We'll come back, chop it up. KC, Westside Major in the building, Hip Hop Stock Exchange. Let's do what we do.
30B.
All the kids. Listen.
Yeah. Loud. That's my mission. All my niggas off loud. We do the same day, man. Ain't no competition. No. M-A-D. That's my mission. Real nigga stand up. Huh?
For all this, I'm paper chasing. That's my mission. I'm at the finish, got the job. No competition. And when I make it, I'ma take my real nigga. This is takeover, you gotta deal with it. For all this, I'm paper chasing. That's my mission. I'm at the finish, got the job. No competition. And when I make it, I'ma take my real nigga. This is takeover, you gotta deal with it. Mass on, no witness. I'm the realest, and I put that on my sister.
And when I make it, I'ma take my real nigga. Cap gang, everybody fucking with us. Started at the bottom, trying to touch the ceiling. I do this for all of my niggas in the system. And my daughter, what she wants, and I'm getting. Baby mama bitchin' while I handle my business. Twice put me on ice like I'm flippin', but I'ma keep flippin'. And that's it, bag it up in that plastic. Started sitting up at it, by any mean I'm getting cabbage. Started off with a mix, turn that shit to a half brick. Turn the cap to my block and then I smash it. Bitch. For all this, I'm paper chasing, that's my mission. I'm at the finish, at the top, no competition. And when I make it, I'ma take my real nigga. This is takeover, you gotta deal with it. For all this, I'm paper chasing, that's my mission. I'm at the finish, at the top, no competition. And when I make it, I'ma take my real nigga. This is takeover, you gotta deal with it.
My nigga, the break coat. I'm about to show you what happened after you bake the soda. I'm about to show you what happened after you make the quota. I'm about to show you what happened when money is your motive. A lot of niggas rapping, but they ain't like me and Mel. My chick thick, yeah, she bad. And she got Serena sweat. Rockin' the break band. Cooler than eight fans. I pull my dick out and she prays it like amen, amen. I've been rapping for a long time. And truth be told, these niggas ain't nowhere inside of mine. I've been rapping for a long time. And truth be told, these niggas ain't nowhere inside of mine. And that's where the man, BKA the money. On the camp, we good fellas, I'm Paulie and he's Sunny. That's where the man, BKA the money. On the cab, we good fellas, I'm Paulie and he's Sunny.
For all this, I'm paper chasing, that's my mission. I'm at the finish, at the top, no competition. And when I make it, I'ma take my real nigga. This is takeover, you gotta deal with it. For all this, I'm paper chasing, that's my mission. I'm at the finish, at the top, no competition. And when I make it, I'ma take my real nigga.
Take
over, you gotta deal with it. Nigga. Yeah. Well, that's our time. This country, you gotta make the money first. Then we get the money, you get the power. Then we get the power, then you get the war.
For all this, I'm paper chasing,
that's my mission. I'm at the finish, at the top, no competition. And when I make it, I'ma take my real nigga. This is takeover, you gotta deal with it. For all them papers chasing, that's my mission. I'm at the finish, at the top, no competition. And when I make it, I'ma take my real nigga.
Fire, fire. Fire, Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio, get your mind right, get your money right. We got Casey rocking us, we got Westside Major rocking with us. What's going on, bro?
Man, living, man.
That's what up, man.
Trying to do everybody in beast mode, man.
Yeah, man, we stay in beast mode over here. You know how New York do it, man, for real, man.
Let
everybody know what new projects you got coming out. Let everybody know how to get in contact with you.
Do it slowly on your .com or your email, because that homeboy called in earlier. I got it all set up right now to write it down. So shoot to everybody.
First, this round one, the remix tape drops September 5th. You know what I'm saying? That's for anybody who just want to hear some dope-ass lyrics. You know what I'm saying? Want to hear me murder some of these rappers. Want to hear some real stuff, you know, some motivational music, not some of that fun boy music. You know what I'm saying? That's September 5th, round one, Westside Major, you know. Niggas want to follow me, Twitter, at Westside Major, you know. No spaces, spelled exactly how it sounds. You know, same thing, Instagram, you know what I'm saying? Also, they can follow my team, Cali Flight Club, CaliFlight Club, no spaces. And emails for features, information, all that, you know what I'm saying? CaliFlightClub@gmail.com, Dream Major, that's all it is for me.
So that's right now, so I got Cali, C-A-L-I, Flight, F-L-I-G-H-T, Club, C-L-U-B, all together at gmail.com.
At gmail.com, exactly.
You are now connected to Manhattan, my friend, and you do owe me a check in the future. I will.
Oh, man, I told you. I'm getting close to that million, man. You're going to get a check in the mail, man.
It's all about
it. Yo, send us some music,
about,
man. Email us some music so we can play it on next week's show. Right?
Also,
I got y'all already. I got some stuff y'all
right
don't love.
People. They
man.
Say
I'm
you can be talented as hell and never have
there.
The chance to meet in the right
that's
person
up,
time. And you could be mediocre but meet the right people at the right time. That's why we have so many artists out there that we look at and go, really? They just
that's
meet
what
the right
all
people.
About, though, man. So, yo, man, stay in beast mode. Keep doing your thing, bro. Send some music.
All
we got
day,
you on
man.
Next week's show. Know what I mean? Pleasure having you on the show. Keep doing what you do, brother.
Word up,
man. That's the Young West Side representative, man. I'm just going to keep it major for all the people out there, man.
That's what it is, man.
Best wishes and stay
love,
safe
man.
Out there, you know what I mean?
Keep doing your thing. All right.
Salute.
That's
what's up. Yep.
Salute. That's
for real,
what it is.
For real.
Hip-Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Get your mind right. Get your money right. That was West Side Major just checked in with us. Cali holding it down. So, yo, man, we gonna get into that. To that rundown, you know how we do, Casey. You know how we do, man. Hip hop news, business news, all that good stuff. Let's get straight to it.
Analysts' predictions of economic doom and gloom are being blown out of proportion. This as we're getting some positive financial news.
For a while, some economic analysts held out hope that the rest of the world would be spared the devastation and the collapse. Of the
get it, baby. Hip hop stock exchange radio.
Oh man, you already know. Get your mind right, get your money right. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. If you ain't got the browser open, open a second browser. Log on to www.hhse.biz. That's the Hip Hop Stock Exchange. That's where we get the news from. Let's get straight to it on the hip hop news. First up, hip hop and the new slavery. Now, this article is very interesting. This article definitely shows a parallel within the hip-hop culture and within the new slavery, which they call the jail culture. And it just go hand-in-hand. I mean, you got a lot of cats in hip-hop rapping about jail life, and you got a lot of cats in jail that can rap. And you got a lot of cats that's in jail that was influenced off street stuff or that had a lot to do with the music that they were listening to. And it's parallel. It's an interesting article. It just breaks it down. How the, you know, the prison systems and, the, you know, how it's overflooded with, you know, young black African-Americans, man. It's a shame. But, you know, hip-hop does play a part in it to a certain aspect. You know what I mean? Some people are influenced and motivated by, you know, the music they hear. Not an excuse, but it is what it is, you know?
I tend to disagree. I think the article, even though I did not read it, was most likely projecting the fact that people who are incarcerated have more in common with hip-hop because of socialism in society.
Right.
People are more poor, seeing it, you know, mostly, you know, because of the way the United States, you know, facilitates, even in their towns and cities, you know, blacks, African-Americans attended more, you know, to live in poor areas. And
right.
The same thing, and we talked about this, I think, about a year ago, the same thing where I felt I was coming from. Why'd I keep moving from community to community, no matter what the race, whether it was white, Latino, you know, African-American, why did everyone just seem to be coming home and be caught up in the web of the system somehow? So I just think that it all goes in, and I feel that that is one thing that should openly be rapped about. And I think that maybe there's a reason there's an article about it if it's showing a negative approach, is the fact that they don't want that disclosed. They don't want to know the injustice that is done behind those gates. They don't want people to understand that the three-strike rule for nonviolent offenders is totally ridiculous for 25 years with no possibility of parole when you're just a crackhead. I mean, it goes
right,
beyond,
right.
It goes beyond, and it goes beyond. This subject touches home to me personally, and
right.
I'm going to wind up writing a book on it one day. So that's all I got to say about that. Call me Forrest.
Yeah,
no.
Man. The article is
word
very
up,
good.
Though, straight
just,
up.
Just
subject.
Explain everything you just said. That's what the article just is talking about, you know, the parallels and how it goes hand in hand. Interesting situation. Everybody check out that article, man. Deep stuff, man. Next up, hip-hop's Illuminati obsession is out of control.
Oh,
yes,
boy.
It is. I agree. I concur.
It's getting out of hand. It's getting out
of
hand.
Going to college?
It is definitely getting out of hand. You know, people are just talking about Illuminati just for no reason. They don't know nothing about it. They don't know nothing about Freemasonry. They just blabbing in their mouth. And, you know, I mean, you know, it's like, you know, everybody rocking Versace, everybody wearing Versace. Everybody talking about Illuminati, everybody want to talk about Illuminati. You know, it's not, it's a fad. It's like, you know, it's an end thing to talk about. They don't know nothing about it. It's a damn shame.
People put them on the map. People put them on the map. Like right now, my friend's trying to. It's called trademarking. You're trying to trademark a product. Right now, he's got some people who are trying to trademark cigars in the hip hop industry who are borderline, you know what I mean, mainstream. And they're great sponsors to have because whether it works or not, you still get check cut to yourself. So that's my beliefs on that. That's just business being business, you know. If you buy more because they're talking about popping Cristal, they're talking about, you know, Moet, you know, back in the day, then, you know, then they were helping people out. Just like you have Maybach, you know, Maybach music, you know, what did that derive from? And they started talking about, you know, they went to him and Rick Ross went to him and tried to get money for it, blase, blase, and they said, sorry. But now we got aware of that, and now they set it up ahead of time, said, well, check it out. You know, if we're going to make a $4 million video, you know, with Beyonce in it, and we happen to want to have your product within it, your new product line, you know what I mean? You're going to pay.
Right, right. Now, so everybody, you know, if Illuminati start making baseball caps, everybody going to buy them too. You know what I'm saying? You know? Secrets, Rothschild baseball caps and shit. Bilderberger. Jerseys.
You feel me?
If I could, yeah. They might as well capitalize off the shit motherfuckers and ride the bandwagon so much. You know what I'm saying?
Like that,
it's
for real.
Getting out of hand. It's getting out of hand. They don't know the shit about it. That's a funny thing.
I'm saying let's get some money.
It's getting out of hand, man. They might as well trademark the shit. Shit. Everybody want to run
with
them now.
You know, it's called piggyback. Small businesses need to piggyback on bigger businesses to stay afloat.
Hey.
Notice
man,
every web or two has a little piggybacking website with an F on it or a T with a little bird. I don't know what they're called, though, but they piggyback.
Hey, for real, man. But can't talk about
real,
it if you
son.
Don't know about it. Yeah, if you don't know about Illuminati, don't talk about it. Don't just talk about it because you hear somebody else talking about it. Learn that
Do
shit.
It.
Learn the knowledge. Learn the degrees. Learn the formulas. Then come talk to me. Next up,
one.
On the hip-hop, Michelle Obama uses hip-hop to combat childhood obesity. That's what I'm talking about. First lady, you know, that's what first ladies do. They talk about social issues, and it's a good, you know, look for her to use hip-hop to attack childhood obesity because childhood obesity does affect the urban community very heavy. You know what I'm saying? All the kids in the hood love Kool-Aid or love sugar with the Kool-Aid, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Want to eat Milky Ways.
Man,
T-Reagan,
I'm sorry,
you know
I have
saying?
To. T-Reagan had a war on drugs, and the best that Michelle Obama could come up with was a war on obesity through hip-hop.
Yeah, man, yo, fuck the Reagan,
you
fuck
think
the Reagan, man.
You
fuck
think
Reagan's, man.
Awkward alive that they would sit out there and start talking about, yo, put the popsicle down. This is my town. Slow down.
Somebody got to tell them, put the grape
down,
soda down.
You know, come on.
Put the grape soda down. Drink some fucking water. All right? Put the fucking Hostess cakes down. Eat some fucking salad or something. Stop the bullshit, all right? Stop
fucking it. Shit in the ghetto. Let his girls outside until they play too much freaking kickball.
They need to play more kickball instead of eating Hostess cakes. Yes.
You feel me? And Hostess came back, too, and nonetheless.
Put the video games down. Go play some basketball. Stop playing NBA 2K in your house
came back.
And go to play for real.
Society without Twinkies is unheard of, but a society without health care. Oh, well, fuck it.
Shit is backwards.
You gotta bring
shit
the fucking Twinkies back, but I'm sorry about your fucking
cancer. You can't get
health care, no insurance.
Right?
Did
you take you Twinkies and call me
year.
In the morning?
We need to
take
do a
two Twinkies
show.
And call
we
me in the morning. That shit is fucked up. But it's good. Look, I'm glad, you know,
First Lady Michelle Obama is using hip-hop to attack child obesity is definitely a topic that needs to be reached because, you know, a lot of kids, not just in the urban communities, all across the country, you know, kids are just, you know, people are getting diabetes at young ages. People are getting diabetes in their mid-20s, teenagers getting diabetes. It's getting out of hand, and it has all it's all about what
okay.
the parents are feeding their kids, you know what I'm saying? End of the day.
So it's a diabetes issue. It's not an obesity issue, which I know
same thing. Same thing. Diabetes is a byproduct
related.
Of obesity. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's same
the
thing, man. So, yeah.
You know.
I mean, you won't need that much health care if you ain't getting diabetes. And if you're eating right, you ain't going to get diabetes and you won't be obese if you're eating right. So, it'll go hand in hand. That's
oh, man.
It
yeah, you're the one in the prison. Damn it, man.
That's what it is. Yeah, hey, man. You know? I put it down for my people. That's what it is. Next up on the hip-hop news, the history of Dapper Dan, hip-hop's original tailor. That's what I'm talking about, man. The legendary Dapper Dan. Oh, man, I was young. I was a young cat back then. But I remember, you know, the suits and all that, the patterns, you know what I'm saying? Dapper Dan was that dude back in the day, man. Yeah, you had Troop, you had Dapper Dan, you had, you know, Adidas, you know what I'm saying? Shell toes, you had, you know all that fly shit in the 80s, you know. Dapper Dan was
you
that dude.
Cross Colors, homeboy?
Yeah, yeah, but this is before Cross Colors. Dapper Dan was that motherfucker, man. Everybody nowadays rock Versace. Everybody back then had Dapper Dan. That was that dude, man. He do custom made outfits, custom made suits for all the hottest rappers back in the day. He used to work with Juice Crew, all them back in the day. You know Casey. He used to make the, you know, tailor made suits.
Like, he was the equivalent to, you know, as far as Ice is concerned, necklace-wise, as far as that place in Manhattan. What's the guy's name that does most of the hip-hop artists' jewelries?
Yeah, I know
you're
talking
about.
I forgot the guy's
man.
Name, but yeah, I know you're talking about. But yeah, Dapper Dan was that dude, man. When it came to, you know,
he
getting killing me.
I know someone listening knows the name. It's like...
Right.
Man, it's going to come back to me. I'm going to hit you with it later, I promise.
So
yeah,
great,
he's brilliant. Jacobs.
Yeah. Oh,
Dapper
yeah, Jacob
Dan was
Jewelry.
The equivalent
yeah,
of what
yeah,
Jacobs
yeah.
is today in hip-hop. That's what I meant to say.
I mean, shit, Dapper Dan, he ain't make jewelry, but he was big, man. I mean, he made, you know, tailor-made custom suits and all different types of patterns. He was a fly cat. You know, Jacobs, he's a jeweler. You know what I'm saying? But it's all good.
I'm not going to front. I did not know the suits. I heard of the shoes, though.
Dapper Dan, yeah, he had everything, man. Everything made, custom made, ill-ass patterns, you know what I'm saying? A lot of that stuff you see nowadays where you see Gucci with the fake Gucci and the Gucci patterns and shoes and all different type of stuff. Dapper Dan did something like that, but it was original, you know what I'm saying? It was authentic, it was his own, but it was similar to those patterns you would see with a Gucci or Louis Vuitton, you know what I'm saying, shoes or something. But it was fly, man. Dapper Dan was that dude back in the 80s. Shout out to the legend, you know what I'm saying? It's only right. Let's get to the business news. First up, self-employment is helping boomers stretch retirement. Now, this is so true, man, because, you know, nowadays people can't even retire no more. Nowadays people's Social Security checks is not enough to live off of in their late age, their 70s, 60s. You know what I'm saying? So they got to start their own business. And, you know, people going to make it one way or the other, man. If Social Security ain't making enough money, people going to go back to work or people going to open their own business. And it's a good look, man. It's all about American enterprise, man. If you could do it, if you go open your own business, why not, man? Shit.
True statistics, 70% of new businesses fold within the first year. Sorry
that's
to be
right,
downpour, but that's statistical and factual.
Well, if you a senior citizen, you ain't got nothing to lose. Fuck it. If you go out of business, I'll try it again. Shit.
Lose shit. That's 60 grand to open up that bodega when your weed ain't selling. Could have freaking cost
hey,
you retirement man. Money if you invest in an
hey,
IRA.
Man.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, do something with it. Do something with it.
Trust me, I ain't got no money, bro.
I'm
talking about 60 grand like as if I got it. I wish I did. I wish my name was
dude.
Ben Frank. I could just, like, pull money out of my ear. Oh, look, there's another 100.
Hey, man, I ain't rich either, man. I'm right there with you, man. Next
Thanks,
up God. On the business news, Jay-Z says there is a lack of middle class in America. Now, that's an interesting article, man, because, you know, he a wealthy brother, man, so if he's telling you, man, you know, middle class is shrinking, middle class is in quicksand right now, man, you can see it all around you, man. The middle class is dwindling. People, you know, the rich are getting richer, poor are getting poorer. And, you know, them solid jobs ain't around like they used to. People going from job to job, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is, man. Either, you know, like Westside Major said earlier, getting beast mode. It's probably a dream getting beast mode to make it happen.
Or, you know, just be a consumer and get a paycheck and live check to check every week. You know, it's up to you, man.
Wow, strong words.
Ain't no in between no more, man. I mean, winning or you losing? What you doing? Ain't no in between. What you
exactly, doing? Exactly. You either ahead of the game or you behind the game. You ain't.
That's
just,
it. Ain't no middle.
I wonder if this has been like that for a long time or this is
it's
just
been
something
slowly
new.
Deteriorating.
I mean,
slowly.
No, as you know, growing up, you know, since you know I am 35, I was born in 78. I knew growing up that we didn't have much, but. You know that you know there was at that point in time. I think there was a middle America. There was
a middle class.
I think that we did achieve eventually. By my teenage years, we did actually achieve. You know, lower middle class. We did.
Right. It's been slowly deteriorating, man, for the last good 25 years since the Reagan era. Middle class.
Yeah. No middle class America.
Right,
that's kind of true.
Reagan's the one that gave, you know, businesses, you know, the opportunity to go overseas and, you know, move their jobs.
I'm sure he has a lot of
factual
references and resources to back up that statement. He's not just saying it because of who he is or someone told him to.
They told him to. They could save money, go overseas. You could make more money paying somebody in China $2 an hour than paying somebody here $25 an hour. It's common sense, you know what I'm saying? It ain't right. But they did it.
Yeah, I mean,
that's
real talk right there. You know what I mean?
It's real talk. It ain't upset.
I mean, no offense. You know, if I want to become successful in business and my business
I'm
expands,
I'm gonna go overseas too. I'm gonna make my factory
say,
in Thailand.
Make another $180,000 profit a year opposed to your $400,000 profit.
Shit. Why not?
Go to Tijuana and have them do this. Really?
Hey, go ahead.
Yeah, then your taxes fall here, so the money you pay out is actually this much less. So it means you gain this much more. Oh, really? Okay.
Bonuses for none of my workers.
Bonuses to me and everybody on the executive board.
That's what I'm talking about, man. For real, man. And that's the
no
new
doubt.
Segment. Everybody check out the futures exchange. Yes, man. Everybody check out the
futures really
exchange.
Really, this is my favorite part
I ain't got no other option. It's what we do, man. Hip Hop Stock Exchange. That Futures Exchange link. We got the hottest videos of your favorite artists. We got that new Tech N9ne video. We got that new Emilio Rojas video. That new Jeremiah video. That new Ransom video. That's what it is, man. Got a lot of new hot videos, man. Check that out. Hip Hop Stock Exchange.
Check that website out for sure.
That's right. www.hhse.biz. This is Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio.
HHSE.biz.
That's right.
Stock
check exchange. It out. That's right. Shout out to all our listeners. Pretty much the end of the show. Shout out to all our sponsors. Y'all know who y'all are. Shout out to all the archive listeners. We get about 1,000 listeners a week off them archive shows, man. So we appreciate the love. We see y'all.
We're going to bump that up.
That's right, man. We're going to definitely bump that up, man. It's what we do, man. Shout out to you, Casey. Lola just text me. She missed. She gonna be back next week. You know what I'm saying?
Lovely Lola.
That's what we do. That's right. That's right. But we gonna leave y'all with.
She got that sexy voice. Oh, yeah. Oh boy. I'll leave that there. Respect.
I'll leave that there. It's all good. It's all gravy, man. So yo, Casey, man, call her next week, man. Don't forget. You know how we do, man. You know you're the third wheel of the show. Stop playing.
I told you I'm the whole wheel axle.
That's what I'm talking about, man. Hold it down, man. So until next week, everybody want love. Download that All Money Legal Volume 7, the God's Hour on that piff right now. Got that new video, Black Wall Street, on Hip Hop Stock Exchange right now. Check that out. Shout out to Westside Major, Cali Flight Club, doing big things.
Shout out to my boy Habit, representing New Jersey, representing Arcane.
For calling in. That's what's up. Yeah, man. Arcane calling in. That's what it is, man. Everybody that shows love every week, man. We see y'all, man. We appreciate it. Salute to everybody. Keep doing what y'all doing. Keep grinding. Like Westside Major said, get in beast mode. If not, you're going to be, you know, living paycheck to paycheck. You know, what you want to do? Win or lose? You know? Right, Casey?
Nah, for real, I also I already sent mail over to you, my homeboy, so you got that hook up.
Right.
So hopefully I got it right. If not, contact Ben Frank. Ben Frank will hit me up. You know the drilly. All right?
Make it happen.
Make some money.
That's right.
Get busy.
Let's
get stock exchange, baby.
Let's get it, baby.
Get your dirty ass out of here. Out of here. Yeah. your thread. You crazy for this one.
Life too short for the bull. I ain't really tryna be a part of the bull. I don't really wanna get caught in the bull. Why you talking to bull? Don't walk with the bull now. You ain't even ask wifey type. Just a bitch that I like to pipe, but you way too conceited. Here you at the hook. Try and get by with your motherfucking look. You ain't got a job, I was laying on your ass. Got the nerve to ask me for my hard on cash. You can hit the mall up, gon' spend my dollars. Gon' get that bullshit Fendi and Prada. Brag to your friends like your shit hotter, but you ain't buy a t-shirt for your Tyler. Damn, you the reason why we ain't out of eye. You ain't that bitch, even though I'm that guy, run the game on me. I'm about you not try. Like I probably grab test, I protect those lives. Ain't tricking if you got it to the chumps that apply. But with me, there's a limit. Get perform with the sky. Get your dirty ass out of here. Yeah, get your dirty ass out of here. Yeah, get your dirty ass out of here. Trucking ass out of here. Broke ass out of here. Yeah, get your dirty ass out of here. Yeah, get your dirty ass out of here. Yeah, get your dirty ass out of here. Trucking ass out of here. Whack ass out of here.
Yo, get your broke ass out of here. Smoked out and turned out ass out of here. You walk in shotgun or you in the rear. All up in my face, homeboy, better disappear. Need to know I don't play them games. Need to fall back, get about my range. Thought you had a chance, shit, you insane. I hurt your feelings from your pride pain. Talking about you can hold me down. You still living with your mommy boy, how that sound? Lost your mind somewhere and it needs to be found. You real funny too, you a certified clown. Your only grind be the one on the block. No better plans for your way to the top. No matter plans or dreams, you're not getting. You content with where it is you've been. Are you young? Cause you can't be serious. Cause if you're grown, then you must be delirious. I'm just saying, I call like I see it. Me and you, shit, I just don't see it. Take your number down, but later I delete it. Wish that you could make like a dick and just beat it. You mad, call me bitch, sucked up and conceited. You all up in your feelings cause your missions are completed. Wanna curse me out cause you feeling embarrassed. Wanna deal with this, better come with some carrots. I like finer things, I wanna live lavish. Private jets, round trips to Paris. I'm not the average chick, you can't handle this. You need some more chips to get some candles lit. Ain't up on game and you can forfeit. You can't be my friend without benefits.
Get your dirty ass out of here, yeah. Get your dirty ass out of here, yeah. Get your dirty ass out of here, trucking ass out of here, broke ass out of here, yeah. Get your dirty ass out of here, yeah. Get your dirty ass out of here, yeah. Get your dirty ass out of here, trucking ass out of here, black ass out of here.
You know I do it for Jersey.
Fire, fire, fire.
So hard the shot will stop, I hate to take a break. Nightmares is